Good day, all friends of Following Padre Pio. We're going to look at this story. Padre Pio was by his side the whole night. So this was a sick person. What actually happened? Hello, friends of Following Padre Pio. I present our channel in which we investigate the absolutely incredible life of the Capuchin monk, Padre Pio, the mystic and miracle worker whose intercession is still so powerful today. So if you or a loved one is in need of Padre Pio's help or intercession, then do stay tuned to this channel in order to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. Now, Umberto Stefani writes the following. My father Giuseppe was very fond of Saint Padre Pio. And he heard about him in 1952, way back in 1952, after which, of course, he went to confession with Padre Pio. And then about 9 years later, January 1961, his father went to the clinic, Santa Zita Nursing Home in Lucca, and he was diagnosed with an incurable disease that left him with absolutely no hope. There was no chance of survival. Well, after a few months of severe suffering, he asked me to go to St. Giovanni Rotondo in order to speak to Padre Pio. And my father asked that the saint would pray to God that he would receive his healing. The family had good relations. They knew a Father Onorato Moccoldi very well. And when he came to town in September, they told him about this, and he made an arrangement he would meet him there at Gagano, the mountain in which Padre Pio's monastery was. So when Umberto arrived there at Gagano, he was taken by the good brother to the cell of the saint, and he had a conversation with the saint and explained to him Papa's condition and his father's real desire for healing. He was asking for that. He heard me in a very paternal or fatherly way, and said that he would pray for him. But after the conversation with the father, I had the feeling, Umberto said, that healing for the sickness just would not happen. There was something that gave him that idea. And when I returned to Lucca, I assured Papa that the saint had given the blessing he had asked. It's all he could do. So what Padre Pio actually did, though, is exceeds the imagination. The days passed. And then finally, we arrived at the 20th of September, 1961, the evening before his father died. And early in the morning of the 21st, my mother went to the clinic. And the nurse there, the nurse who'd been on the shift, who was a nun, came up to her and asked, "Ma'am, who is the monk who left your husband's room so early this morning?" Well, the mother, the poor lady, did not know what to answer. She had no idea. So she said, probably just a priest from the clinic chapel, just on a visit or something. No, it was not one of them, the sister replied. So the mother then rushed to the hospital room, and she found Papa there completely relaxed and calm. He's about to die, and he's relaxed and calm, no suffering, peaceful. She thought, well, this must be due to the medication, the morphine-based medication given for severe pain. Anyway, her husband beckoned the mother over to come closer and said to her, "Do you know that the whole night I was with Padre Pio? We prayed together. I hope that he received the grace for me, the grace of healing." And then the patient spent the day peacefully, although his condition just continued to deteriorate moment by moment. And by 10 p.m. that evening, 10:15, he passed away. He died. So Giuseppe Stefani had waited to the last moment, still hoping to receive the grace of healing. But instead, Padre Pio had accompanied him to the realm of light and peace. And in what a way he did that. If you are new to our channel, then please do continue watching our most popular videos especially for you, and also how to enroll your Mass prayer intentions for next Friday's Mass dedicated to Padre Pio.